Hello, welcome, award-winning gutter. It's the transfer window officially open, gutter. I thought you had one the other day, and I wasn't there, was I, Neil? Neil Atkinson is with me.
John hosted one the other day as there was a minor bit of confusion and he stepped in to fill the void.
What a guy! What a guy! I'm gonna have to listen back. You'll probably find I've repeated his entire show, but we are where we are. I'm sure we'll each bring something different to it. Joining me along with Neil is Ian Ryan and Joel Richards. Where to start? Where to start? Well, the only place to start is in the midst of a mini crisis. We're all bleating as a Liverpool fan group nation about the lack of a centre half. Ian Ryan, it was brought into sort of stark focus by the fact that we saw Jordan Henderson picked at centre half alongside Fabinho for the Southampton game, signalling, as the media have put it, Klopp's lack of faith in his young centre halves, Reece Williams and Nathan Phillips. So now, on the one hand, that signals that we really, really, really do need to buy another centre half. But contrastingly, the news on the wires is that Liverpool are unlikely to buy a centre half, and most of the respectable local patch journos are saying exactly that.
Yeah, and we know from kind of previous seasons, Rob, they don't always get everything right. Not the local journos aren't always in the know, compared to maybe what they were, a number of years ago or under different managers. It's been done a little bit more stealth-like in recent years. That said, the James Pearce piece in The Athletic did feel like a bit of a briefing, and he talked about, because of a lack of affordability and availability, Liverpool might not go into the market in January, which is a massive worry, to be honest. For the things you've just said, you're suddenly playing midfielders at centre half. And I understand none of this is particularly easy. And I think, we know we've got a manager who doesn't like to compromise on maybe his first choice. So, for instance, in an ideal world, I think you'd want to be thinking, could we accelerate any plans for the summer and do them in January, and pay a bit more of a premium? But then, if Jürgen Klopp's two main targets are the two lads at Leipzig, for instance, as an example, that becomes very difficult for obvious reasons. But that said, it's hard to sit here and believe that Liverpool can't find some form of solution, even that if that's a loan. And I think this is a time to maybe be a little bit creative, and we may have to do that. And I think we may end up looking at players that we might not ordinarily look at or particularly want long term.